Hey, everybody, you're back with Dave and Ed, and this is To the Death Podcast, episode 61 with Captain Ed.
Happy birthday!
Oh, and happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
All right, that's enough. Come on, you already did that.
Nobody knows that.
Nobody knows that, so don't do that again. I don't like when people sing happy birthday to me. I've never liked it, even when I was
really?
A kid. I just don't like the song. Not a great song.
What if Feliz Cumpleaños?
I never had that one sang to me. Maybe I would like it better.
I don't know it. I'll have to learn it. I think I said that right.
Okay.
Is it say it backwards, right? I'm not sure. I'll learn it.
That's enough. Let's talk about what we go up in this episode. Today, I had to beg and beg and beg, but you did make time for me, and I drove all the way to your house, and we had a nice porch interview.
Okay. You had to beg and beg and beg because you flaked, all right? Because Ed does what Ed does best, and he disappointed. We had a date scheduled, and he did not show up. And Ed, for the record, when is my least favorite time to record?
At nighttime.
At the end of the week.
Oh, the end of the week too, yeah. Not
I'm
a great
worthless.
Time. Yeah, not a great time.
No, because I have nothing left. I fell asleep yesterday. I don't know how many times before we went to the lake. I got home. I fell asleep. I'm trying to watch Who's Number One. Guess what happened?
You fell asleep.
I fell asleep.
You watched Jiu-Jitsu?
Yes.
I never watched.
It's my favorite thing.
Ugh, I'm really losing the love for it.
I know. But that's only because you're getting slaughtered in here.
Yeah, it's a slaughter.
Yeah, but after you did the bike ride, you were kicking butt. Maybe you just need to go biking again.
Maybe you just need to quit your job.
Yeah, I do. I definitely need to quit my job. So if you want to donate, email tothedeathpodcast@gmail.com. Just send your credit card number right over and I'll start billing you on the regular. Then
or
I can quit my job.
Send us your crypto info and we'll take crypto as well. So let's get into it because I got to get out of here.
Fine. Make sure you guys reach out to us, damn it. But congratulate Ed on his promotion to captain. You'll hear about it in this episode. Enjoy. To the Death Podcast.
Episode 61.
At work. I'm back at work.
Me too.
You're going to be busy next week.
So we're going
to
record next
8
week.
To 5. What are the hours?
Hold on. I got to fix the levels. I forgot that me and Meg did. So we're gonna get.
So I'm super loud.
Oh, you're too loud. There we go. Go ahead. Do you miss me? I haven't talked to you all
week.
What
are the hours? I know, because you just keep. Oh man, you're flaking.
I skipped once this week.
You skipped once. You mean one day you were supposed to come?
One day I was supposed to come. I didn't come. That's not a big deal. I have been skipping more, and I've been eating more.
I can tell.
You can't tell.
No, I can't tell.
I can tell. It's in my
face. Everyone loved you in a rash guard the other day.
I like the black rash guard. It was a nicer rash guard.
The brown one looks better.
No, it doesn't. How?
The
who
brown
says,
one
says
looks
who?
Better.
Says who?
Me.
You're the only person.
Fine. The black one did not look good on you. Sorry. Now, what are the hours?
I don't know. I think it's 8 to 4.
8 to 4. That's almost like a full-time job.
Know,
Ed. What
only,
are you going to do?
It's only 2 weeks. That's nothing.
2 weeks?
And then I'll
Life's
be back at
fair.
It, baby. Life's not fair. Better get
Why
used to it.
Why didn't you tell me to be a fireman sooner?
I didn't know you. And even if I did, you wouldn't have done it. You said it 1,000 times.
No, I wouldn't have done it. But maybe I would now.
You
I don't
know
have
me.
To be good at the job, right?
No.
Fine. I'm not running into any burning buildings. I'm not going up on the ladder. I'll sit by the hydrant. Is that a job?
No, you don't sit by the hydrant. You could be a driver. You just...
I have my CDL.
You don't even need one. I don't have one. I can't believe they let me drive this thing.
I'm overqualified then.
Yeah, way over. It was my last day of driving the other day.
You're never going to drive again?
Nope.
What if you have to teach someone?
It doesn't. I'm not allowed to.
You're not allowed to teach someone?
No, I could teach them, but not by showing.
You'll just be like, you teach him. You order somebody else to do it.
For driving though, you can't really teach. What are you going to teach? You have to sit behind the wheel.
I don't know.
You know how to drive a truck. The only way to get better at driving trucks is you actually have to drive them. You can't talk theory about driving a big truck.
How big is the one that you drive?
It's big.
And it's you big. Make the turns without killing people?
Yeah. Wow. I got pretty good. The first truck that I drove, the turning radius was all messed up on it, so I had to get really good at it.
And now?
And now we got a brand new fire truck with the turning radius. It's pretty nice.
Power steering?
Power steering, baby.
Wow.
They used to be, you know, way back in the day, they used to be manual and no power steering. It was like a real job back then.
A manual transmission?
Yeah.
Do you know how to drive one of those?
No. Well, no, I do for like a car, but for a big truck like that, no.
No. Well, back then, they were even crazier.
But I don't understand. Can you explain a double clutch to me? I don't know what that
means. Yeah, you just don't use the clutch.
What does that mean?
Just don't use it. You time shift. Double clutching is too hard.
I don't even know what that means.
So
how many feet
clutching.
Do you need?
Ready? You need just 2 feet. So you know how to take off in a standard transmission, right? You just lift the clutch up and you hit the gas.
Right.
Okay. So now when you shift up from first to second, you have to make the engine and the transmission be the same speed. Because you were accelerating, the engine RPMs are way up, but the transmission's going to be low. So you push on the clutch, pull it out of gear, lift up on the clutch, so then the engine and transmission sync. Then you can push down on the clutch and put it back into gear.
Nope.
All right. Well, I time shift. When I drive trucks at work, I time shift. I just lightly let my foot off the gas or the fuel, whatever, and I just pop it out of gear, and then I kind of hold it at the gate for the next gear. And when it's the right RPM, I'll feel it, and it just slides right in. No
exactly.
Clutch.
So you can't teach that to somebody just by talking about it.
No, usually when I teach somebody how to do it, I drive around, and first thing I do is I drive. They sit in the passenger seat, and I'm like, all right, put your hand on top of the stick, and then... And then I do it, and I'm like, feel what I'm doing. And then I make them drive, and then their hands on top of the stick, but I'm shifting so that they can learn. And then I let them go off on their own. They grind and crunch, and eventually it all goes together.
Then you got to fix the truck again.
No, no, because those transmissions are pretty heavy duty.
Well, for me, it's...
This cricket is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, but it's all right. I'll get rid of the cricket. That's how good I am. I can get rid of it.
Could you add more?
Yeah, I could.
Are
actually.
You good enough to add more crickets?
Why would I want to add more? I definitely don't want to do that.
Whenever I get boring or something, crickets. No. Did you do a long fart?
You know, there is a cricket sound on here, and no, I haven't done the long fart yet.
There's a. Is it this one?
Nope. Don't press the buttons. So my last day of driving, you know, I've driven all, you know, 7-8 years, you know, no accidents. So I was just on that last day. I was really trying to focus on.
You hit something.
No, I didn't hit. Well, I didn't hit anything that anybody cared about. I hit a speed bump. Going extra fast because I drove down a street I never went down before.
And did somebody fall off the back?
No, people don't. We don't have those kind of fire trucks anymore. Everybody's inside.
What fun is that?
Well, you know, it was fun to do the open cab, but those are super dangerous. A lot of deaths.
Aren't you guys supposed to be strapped in?
Yeah.
Isn't that a rule?
Yeah, but on the open cab, people will just stand up, and it's really when you're getting ready and somebody makes a quick turn, that's when people fall out. And somebody has fallen out before. I know somebody, but they're all right.
They're okay.
Good. But the thing is, speed bumps aren't that bad when you hit them because they kind of slow the vehicle down because it's kind of an impediment. I hit a divot later that day, like a really good divot. And I hit it so hard that I held the steering wheel and my back hit the ceiling. My whole body came up.
Your back
hit the ceiling. My back hit the ceiling. That's how high I went.
Wait, so where was your seatbelt?
It was somewhere.
Somewhere. So then if you die because of an accident, life insurance won't pay because you're not wearing the proper...
No. We have protocol. Like somebody cut the belt and be like, oh, it broke, something like
and
that.
And what town do you work for again?
Nobody knows.
I know. No, and I'll tell you, for a fee, contact me, tothedeathpodcast@gmail.com.
But it was really funny and silly because, you know, that was it. That was my last time that I was ever going to hit a bump like that. My captain's head hit the ceiling. It was a good time.
Now,
we had a bunch of laughs.
Can you get demoted?
You can get demoted.
Okay, so maybe it's not here.
I'm not
time
getting
driving.
Demoted. Nobody
you
gets demoted.
You might get demoted.
You know
if
me.
If you have the same work ethic you have in jiu-jitsu, you're getting demoted. If you have the same work ethic as podcasting, you're getting promoted.
I was thinking about my podcasting today, like the rating, 2.5.
What did I tell you?
I don't know. I'm just letting you know what I think I am.
Oh, wait. You overall or the newest episode?
No, me.
Oh. I would give you a 3.
Hmm. I want to be a 10.
I would give you a 3.1.
3.1?
Yeah.
We never did a 0.1.
I know, because you don't like the 0.1.
So 0.1 is probably right.
3.1, because you're above average, and you're just a hair above that.
I think in my life, I'm about a 3.1. I think I just average out everything in my life just comes to about that. Not bad.
Not good.
No, it is good. It's a little better than good. Good is 3.
No.
Yes, it is. I made the rules.
Oh, God.
And you just said it. What do you think you are?
7.
We're doing the 5 scale.
So was I.
No, you can't be. You don't even make time for me. It's my birthday weekend.
What do you mean? I had time for you. You're coming tomorrow. We're going to hang out for an hour and a half.
That's jiu-jitsu. You're not even rolling.
I know.
So I don't even want to come now.
I hit a divot in jiu-jitsu.
It wasn't funny, though. You weren't laughing.
No, I wasn't. I was holding my knee, rocking back and forth.
No.
Not damage to the meniscus. It's just, so I went back to the knee doctor and... The bursa sac apparently is on top of the patella. I have no idea.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Well, it was still swollen. So she said that if it doesn't go down, that she's going to want to drain it. All right. But she wants it to go down on its own. That night, Kyle kicked me in the knee.
On purpose?
Yeah. Because he was angry at
me. Did you sweep him?
I did lots of good stuff. But he kicked me right in the knee. Hurt like hell. I was holding my knee, rocking back and forth on the ground like a baby. And now it really hurts. I can't even touch it.
That's terrible because I think it's, you're never rolling around on the ground like that.
No, yeah, I do dumb things. I don't know. I was whole. It's just like a sharp pain. Bursa, sac, something.
Listen, you're going right into my plan here of not being healthy for this whole time. So you're not going to be able to do this tournament.
I'm doing the tournament.
You're going to get hurt.
I have compression sleeves inside. I'm going to start compression sleeving it to get the bursa sac to unswell, deswell. I don't know. What is it? Don't shake your head.
I don't know what it is.
All right. Well, to bring down the swelling, and I'm going to continue to ice. I stopped icing for a little while there. I'm going to continue to ice the hell out of this thing, and I'll be rolling by Monday. What do you say to that?
I don't know. I don't want to roll with you anymore. I think I'm... You don't let me stick to my white belt strategy. Everybody's always calling me out. I never even get to roll with any white belts anymore.
I know. That's the whole point.
No, that's not what I want.
And you keep dodging Gus.
He wasn't even here this week.
He's a white belt. There. Roll with your white belt, Ed.
I want to
roll. You afraid he's going to tap you?
No, I'm not afraid. Nobody's tapping me. It's just I've been laying there lately just taking it. My sub defense is getting even better than it was.
Fantastic. How's your open guard? I actually saw you playing open guard with Kyle.
Not great.
What happened?
I get halfway through the move, and then I lose confidence, and then he passes.
Because you go half guard at that point, or because you give up?
No, I kind of just give up. I haven't been playing half guard. Instead of going to half guard, I just give up, and they pass.
But you had great open guard, and then I turn around, and the next thing I know...
Yeah. Well, I told you, you still don't want to drill with me, so I'm waiting on that. I need to drill.
We're going
to
drill.
When? You keep getting hurt?
Not for the next 2 weeks.
Come on, you weren't going to do it anyways. Wait, hold on. This week you're busy, so stop.
This week I'm busy, yeah.
The week after that, no. And then the week after that. So 3 weeks from now, we'll be...
Okay, we'll drill.
Just one day a week. You can't do one day with me?
Yeah, Friday.
Friday, yeah.
Are you working on Friday? What's your new schedule?
I don't know. I'm going to learn it. I don't know when. Probably towards the end.
Is it still one day, three days?
It's the same day, but I'm going to go to a different shift. So I won't be working with the same guys.
But it's still you work one day, you're off 3 days?
Yep.
Okay. I can't learn a whole new schedule now.
You're not going to have to. You're just going to... It's the same
thing. That's what I asked for. Yeah, that's sure. Why I wanted to know.
Well, you know my schedule right now, so we should see each other a lot more. You know what? I'm not going to be skipping this week or the next week. I'm going to come to class.
No, you're not. I'm predicting you come less, and the reason is going to be...
How is less? I've been coming...
Because you're going to be doing 8 to 5 for work. You're going to be tired. You're not going to be able to see the wife as much. The kids, she's going to be begging you to stay home because, you were at work all day.
We'll
see. Give me three days.
I'll give you three.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday.
That's four.
Give me three.
I'll give you three.
All right. You can throw Monday in there if you want, but that's no-gi, so that's why I didn't even put it up there.
All right. I'm going to turn over a new leaf.
Give me three.
Listen, we're starting a new chapter here. All right. Monday is my new chapter. Let me get all the ice cream out of my house and into my stomach. And
I feel like we've played this game before.
Let's play it again.
Let's play it again.
Let me retry.
How was the Cold Stone Creamery, Ed?
Right now, I'm halfway through my gallon.
You got a gallon when you went there?
I had ice cream for breakfast this morning. I had a tuna fish on everything bagel and a grilled cheese sandwich with two pickles.
And a gallon of ice cream.
No, I didn't eat a whole gallon. I ate like a fourth of a gallon today.
That's a quart.
A quart. Is it?
Yes.
Well,
four quarts make 1 gallon.
Wow.
See that?
Yeah.
I'm a mathologist.
But my diet's been bad. We had KFC for dinner. I address most of my problems. This is just the one problem that I just let go.
Okay. But how do you ever expect to lose weight if you don't cook at home and you're just eating out every meal?
I don't expect to lose weight.
Okay. All right. Great. Now that we have that taken care of.
I just want to sit on the sidelines and coach. That's all I want to do.
No.
Why?
Because you can't.
No.
And we have to sit down. Kyle wants to sit down and draw up a strategy with us.
We need to drill first and foremost. You keep skipping ahead. There's nothing to talk about unless I get my stuff in order.
Your stuff? You know what I noticed? You've been doing the thing. Hey, the Italian thing.
Am I?
Yeah, you're doing a lot lately. I was listening. And I'm like, he's doing it right there. He's doing it right there. Laughing.
I've been saying you know a lot before, like in my in-between pauses.
Whatever. So, tell me about your dad.
What about?
How's his cockatoo?
His bird, oh yeah. He just lets the bird sit on him all day.
Does the bird just like poop on him and stuff?
No, you know what? The bird's 20 years old and he knows not to do that. So when he has to take a poop, he just climbs to the chair and then poops onto the floor and then climbs back at my dad.
It just poops right on the floor?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I thought he was just going to poop on the chair. Just climbs right on the chair, poops on the chair.
Well, no, the bird he had in the past used to poop right on him and he used to just have poop going down his back. And he would walk around with that bird. This bird's an inside the house bird only. You know, he's not traveling with it. So I think he's going to take better care of it.
I hope so. What happened to the last bird?
His wife.
ASPCA?
No, his second wife hated the bird, so he was forced to get rid of it.
And this wife likes the bird?
So far.
Tolerates the bird.
Well, this bird's not as loud and annoying as the other one. And he's got more control of this
I don't imagine that there's a bird that could be more loud and annoying than your father.
He's not loud and annoying.
No, I know. I was just kidding.
Have you talked to him recently?
No, I haven't.
No.
I've been too busy. You see all the stuff that I'm doing.
I know. You're too busy for me.
I'm not too busy for you, okay? I'm making time for you right now.
I had to beg and beg. This wouldn't happen.
No,
I begged. I got on my hands and knees.
Beg. You didn't have to beg. It was just a matter of squeezing you in from our already scheduled time together.
Squeeze me.
No. There's plenty of you to squeeze, let me tell you that.
I'm not that heavy
look
now.
Look at that belly right there. No, the belly.
Where?
Right, what do you mean where? Look straight down at that thing. Yeah. Holy cow.
You didn't say anything about my haircut.
I actually noticed the haircut, and is it because you're going to school on Monday?
Yeah, I want to look good for my first day of class.
I know, though. I don't need to ask. I know the answer. I was disappointed that you just told me you were eating ice cream, though. I thought that maybe one celebration, and that's it. No, you bought a gallon.
Well, yeah.
What did you get when you went to the... The actual...
I don't go. Meg went.
Oh, you didn't go with her?
Why would I go with her?
I don't know. I saw the kids eating there. I thought that you'd be with them.
No, it was just her and Lil went. And yeah, Lil was eating there.
Oh, because you had to stay home with Ari because she wouldn't put any clothes on.
No, she put her clothes on.
Tell me I'm wrong.
She's been having a hard time with the clothes lately. She just doesn't enjoy that. And
you want to add one to this?
Yeah.
Don't do it.
You know, when Meg was making a good point, she was saying that you telling me not to have a kid is parenting advice. So if I shouldn't give you advice,
you
really
need
shouldn't
advice.
Give me.
You need parenting
advice. I don't need parenting
advice.
Okay. Not from you.
All right. Let me talk to her then. I'll give her
the
parenting advice.
She doesn't want to hear from you.
Well, somebody's got to tell you guys.
It's
going to be me.
If I was going to listen to anybody, I would listen to my dad. He's further along in the game than you are.
Sure.
He's got a highly successful son.
Sure.
Okay. So.
How many times did you brush your teeth this week?
You know what? This hasn't been my best week.
How many times you shower this week?
The shower's been going. I've been doing the showers.
That doesn't tell me how many times. So it's Friday. I'm guessing 3.
Could be right. See? Yeah. That's a nice amount of showers, though.
Well, what's wrong with it's Friday? What's wrong with 5?
No. Who would take a shower every day of the week?
Me. I take 2 every day.
2's not even healthy. It's not a healthy number.
I shower when I get done with work. I shower when I get done with jiu-jitsu.
I guess. I don't know. It's too many showers.
It's not too many showers. Too many for what?
You probably spend all this money on soap.
No, I just jump and rinse in the water.
You don't use soap?
No.
Get out of here. You're a liar.
Bacterial adversity.
Well, I would respect you a lot more if you didn't use soap.
No, I use soap.
For one of the showers, if you didn't use soap.
I'm using soap in all of my showers. But when I go to work, no deodorant.
Yeah, I like that because you don't want to be putting all those chemicals.
No extra chemicals. When I go to work, if I smell for those guys, who cares?
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah, I put the deodorant on before jiu-jitsu.
Did you ever try to use
like
the salt stick deodorant?
No.
It doesn't work.
No, I use...
On me especially.
Speed Stick and Old Spice.
Oh, you look like an Old Spice kind of guy.
I used Old Spice forever and ever and ever. And then, did you hear about when they changed the chemical and they were giving diaper rash to people under their arm?
Oh. You know, I used Meg's deodorant for a little while and it gave me a rash. I don't think that's meant for me.
No, strong enough for a man. pH balance for a woman. You don't remember that commercial?
No,
I don't remember which one it is. I'm sure that one of our listeners knows.
Are you talking about Tina?
I get texts from so many people. They laughed. Did anyone comment to you about Gilligan's Island?
No, nobody said anything.
No, I got one person.
What did they say? Anything?
That they laughed hysterical when
That's
I sang.
Good. It's worth it. Just one laugh.
Did
I laughed.
You know what it was when I sang it? Though?
Of course, I know what Gilligan's Island is.
Not everybody knows.
Wow.
I'm
you know what? I
forgot
myself. About that because
dating
when I
myself
in the 90s. TV Land was like one of my favorite things. And I was watching all that stuff. Brady Bunch, Gilligan's Island, Three's Company. I love that
Three's
stuff.
Three's Company?
I used to love Three's Company. That's your kind of show.
Three's Company?
Yeah, the guy pretends to be gay, but he gets to live with two girls. But he's not really
He
with
only
them.
Pretended to the landlord.
Yeah, but it was fun. I always liked that whole shtick. It was cute. I don't think you could play that skit anymore.
I like Green Acres.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know Green Acres?
No.
It's the place to be.
I like
Farm living.
I like the Jeffersons.
Life for me. The Jeffersons?
I thought it was funny.
I never saw The Jeffersons.
That wouldn't fly on TV either.
What's the racist one?
Oh, All in the Family. That's one of my dad's favorites. I used to watch that one too.
Of course that's your dad's favorite. I've never seen it.
You've never seen All in the Family?
No,
wow.
That's really old. That's like 70s, isn't
70s,
it?
70s, yeah. All the shows I'm talking about are the 70s, late 60s. Gilligan's Island was the late 60s.
Yeah, but that was a good show.
So? There's no other good shows?
Bewitched.
Bewitched. 60s old.
Green Acres.
What is Green Acres? What is it about?
Farm Life.
Oh, no. Of course you would watch Farm Life.
I Love Lucy.
We watched that. That was like 50s.
What's the two guys?
Oh, with Honeymooners.
Honeymooners.
That's my dad's favorite of all time.
See, I've seen some of those.
Some of those? My dad made me watch every one of them.
Every one?
It's his favorite show ever.
You just said that All in the Family was.
Well, he had a lot of favorite shows.
How about MASH?
I don't know if he watched MASH. I never watched MASH.
My dad watched MASH all the time.
You know, MASH was the number one show of all time. I didn't know.
Really?
That. Like the most watched. Everybody thinks it's Seinfeld, but MASH is, that's the one.
All right. I'll have to watch some. I could never stand it. I was a kid and my dad would watch it. I'd be like, oh, please turn this off.
I never watched.
Maybe that started my dislike for war movies.
Yeah, true. That possibly could be.
There you go.
That's not a movie, but yeah.
Whatever. Same thing.
You know, I'm getting killed by mosquitoes here.
Right now?
Yeah, it's all over my arm. I should have brought my... I have those wristbands.
Wait. Right now, you're getting bit by mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Do you want to go inside?
No, it's too late.
Why? We can just hit
the
stop button.
We got the crickets. We got the mosquitoes. It's fine. I already got the bites.
I'm not getting bit. Did I get bit back here? Maybe I got bit. I hope I don't get any more bites.
It's all right. Bacterial adversity.
West Nile.
They don't have that up here.
No?
You miss the bike rides? I've been thinking about the bike rides a lot.
I do miss the bike rides. Yeah, because you said it did something to you.
Well, now I don't want to go because I'm back in terrible shape.
You were never in good shape.
But the second time I was. I feel like a hero.
So two times you'll be back to normal.
I know, that first time back. It's like jiu-jitsu. When you take a long time off, that first time back is really going to be bad.
I have kettlebells. We could do kettlebell
workouts.
Are we
going to do them or what?
Yeah, let's do it.
I've been real lazy. I got to reach out to Gary, set up a time. I want to talk to him.
Okay, let's go.
You want to go?
We should have gone while I was out.
I know, but what can we do now? Something on the weekend? You never let me have a Sunday. I don't think I've
in a Friday.
I don't think I've ever seen you on a Sunday.
You'll never have a Sunday.
Ever?
Never.
Why?
That's the only day I'm off.
What do you do?
Hang out with the family.
So you say that Fridays.
But I'm not off. That's just when I get home.
Why do you got to work 5 days a week? Why can't you work four?
I don't know. I would choose four. I tell my boss all the time. I'm like, how about, do you have any 4 day a week jobs coming up? I don't even need 8 hours. I'll do six.
They say, they've done studies, like people are more productive at 4 days than five.
Yes.
And you believe that?
No. No, I don't. Maybe, I don't know. If you gave me 4 6-hour days, I could probably get the same amount of work done.
Yeah, but you're a special kind of person.
That's because I'd be happy that I'm not there so much. What do you need done? Okay, yeah, no fifth day? All right, let's do it. Bang it out. That's it. What do you say?
I agree with you.
Look, I'm mumbling again. Remember I told you I wanted to talk more clearly?
Kind of.
Yeah, I need to do that.
What are you doing about this fan here? I don't like how this wire kind of hangs here. Can you make this a little more...
Do you see the 3M tape up there?
Yeah, yeah.
There was one of those wire hider things, but over time the wire was too heavy. So I'm going to put a little hook up there, and I'm going to run the wire to that and then down.
That's better.
But I have one on each side. They're nice. Those things work great.
Yeah, it's a beautiful night out today.
It is, except for these damn mosquitoes.
Yeah, that's right. And this cricket that's just going nonstop. I do hope I can fix this.
What do you mean you hope? You said you could. That's why we had to be silent for the first 3 seconds.
Yeah, we'll see if it works out. Sometimes I get ahead of myself.
I think you'll be fine. Just sit down in your computer chair, gallon of ice cream in your lap, Audacity in your hand.
I only got a half a gallon left. And Meg's going to have a little bit more.
She's not allowed. What's her craving? Is it pickles and ice cream?
Pickles and ice cream? No. I don't know what she likes. She likes popcorn a lot.
Popcorn and ice cream? Popcorn flavored ice cream.
No, that's not good.
Do they have that?
Probably. It's disgusting. I like caramel.
You know what I had? It was a while ago now. I think I texted you when I did it, but I had butter pecan again.
Oh, the butter pecan, yeah.
Yes, that's good ice cream.
Yeah, but the reason I like Founders Favorite is because there's pecans in there.
I don't even know. That's the flavor of the ice cream?
No. The flavor is sweet cream.
What's Founders Favorite? That's the brand?
No, it's just their little name for it, the little combination they do. Sweet cream, brownies.
No idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So do they pack you a gallon there, or do they already have pre-packed?
No. They pack it right in front of
you.
They
pack it right in front of
you. Right to the brim.
So when you're calling this out, they're mixing two things together?
More than that. They put it on the whole slab. You never been there?
Oh, yeah, when they mix it all together?
Yeah.
Didn't you get sick from that one time?
No, never. Look at this. Every time. I swear that you do this on purpose.
It's my grandparents.
You want to talk to them?
No, because we were supposed to go out to dinner tonight.
Right.
They went gambling instead.
Oh, where'd they go?
Probably Monticello. That's where they always go.
I don't know what that is. Pennsylvania?
No, New York. Mm. So, yeah, we were supposed to do Father's Day dinner. I was trying to get everyone together, and we were going to go to the Black Forest. You pass it on your way here. German food. My mom, my brother and his family. Obviously, me and my family, my grandparents. And, no, they wanted to go gambling instead. So now I won't see them for Father's Day. Thanks a lot, Grandma, Grandpa.
Can I just say, I think Father's Day is a complete waste of a holiday. Fathers don't need Father's Day.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
I just want to be left alone. I want people to hang out with. The problem is now, my birthday is on Father's Day, and everybody's always got plans now for a stupid holiday anyways.
Well, I don't have any plans for Father's Day. I have plans for
other stuff.
Well,
it's on Sunday, so you don't hang out on Sundays.
Yeah, that's family day. You know what we've been doing on Sundays is we've been going to the lake.
You went to the lake today.
I know.
You going to go on Sunday again?
No, because Sunday we're busy. We'll be at a lake, though, because we're going camping at a lake.
You going to get to go on your paddleboard this time?
Yeah, I went on it tonight.
Oh, was it great?
It was okay. I still haven't fallen in.
You proud of yourself?
I am.
What is it, a contest? Everything's a contest with you.
I don't want to fall in. I wanted to stay dry. The lake looks cold.
Was it?
I don't know. I didn't go in.
Wait, so why wear a bathing suit if you're not going in all double time?
In case I fell in. Be prepared, Ed.
That's good. What about a life vest?
I had a waistbandy thing that you open up and inflate, you know, the pull cord.
So you pull it in an emergency?
Yeah. But I don't need it because I know how to swim.
No, I don't
like
that.
But there's a rule that you have to wear it. So
listen to me. Listen to me. I've heard a couple stories recently that are horrific. People dying in lakes. Kid jumped in, never came back up. 100%, you have to be wearing a life vest because it's so dark and murky. God forbid you hit your head and you go out and now you're under there. They won't find you.
All right, well, this is one that I have to pull the cord. So if I hit my head, there's nobody to pull the cord.
Exactly.
For me.
So you should be wearing a life vest.
Okay. Let me tell you. I don't stand up until I'm in the middle of the lake. Or that's not true. Far away from stuff. I don't stand up near shore. I stay on my knees, I paddle out, and then I stand up.
I don't like that. My rule from now on until forever is if you're in a lake, you're wearing a life vest. That's
what
that.
About if you're just swimming?
Wear a life vest.
What about the beach? The beach, the sand goes in the water, you go in the water, you swim around. Life vest?
I don't know. I don't like to go in the water in the beach.
Why not?
I'm scared of sharks.
There's no sharks in the lake.
Oh, in the lake. You know, snakes.
There's definitely snakes in the lake.
I don't like touching the bottom. It's all dirty.
Swim.
I know, but then you have to hover. The good thing about a beach is you could at least stand. I like
No, we have to go down there anyway because we need to see you tread water.
I could tread water.
How many minutes did we say?
You said two.
Okay.
What would impress you? I'll do as much as would impress you.
Whatever. Let's go do it right now.
No, I don't have a bathing suit, and I don't want to do
that. I'll give you this one.
You said it's cold. I'm not going to cold water.
It looks cold. I didn't go in.
Did you hear what me and Meg were talking about, the sloths?
Yeah, what is that?
You want to touch a sloth?
Not really.
Meg's got some kind of obsession. She wants to hold a sloth, feed a sloth. She's been talking about it for years. And you could do it. It's only cost, you know, $500.
I like sloths. I wanted to name Core having something to do with sloths.
Why?
Because they're slow. I'm slow.
Are you slow?
Would you call anything I do in jiu-jitsu fast?
No.
Exactly.
Me neither, though.
But there's already a sloth, BJJ.
Yeah, it's silly, though. You don't want to be sloth.
I kind of liked it. But I didn't do it.
I like what you came up with.
Well,
don't you like that I give you a shout out on my podcast? I don't have to do that.
What do you mean? It's on the same channel. Core's a sponsor.
But Meg doesn't like when I do it.
I know. She doesn't like anything, though. By the way, good job, Meg. I tried to help you plan Ed's birthday. I had many ideas. We were going to do a birthday podcast. You never call back. You never reach out. You never text back. You never respond. Also, I have his geese. I asked you if you wanted them so you could wrap them or something. Do something good for your husband that takes care of you. You don't even have to have a job. No, no response. I'll get back to you. Nothing. Well, now it's too late. Okay? Good job. Can't even wrap the friggin' things.
Yeah, but you could do a podcast for me anytime you want.
I know.
I'll accept it.
I wanted to do one with her. You told me that's what you wanted. You said, if you and her do one, that would be great. You said it. I think it was on this podcast.
I know, but you keep saying stuff like, oh, definitely don't have a kid when she's got her mind set on it. You can't tell her to not do
that. That wouldn't even come up. We would talk about other stuff. It'd be fun.
No, but she's mad at you right now for that. So since you said that stuff, she's to spite you, she just won't answer.
Okay, what did I tell you the last time we did this?
I don't know.
Most of the time, I'm not being serious.
I know, but she takes things literal. That's how I get in trouble. Anytime she's mad at me, it's because she's taking my joke serious.
Oh, so she thinks you really hit her?
No, not those jokes. It's
one or the other. She can't have it both ways.
She picks and chooses when she wants to be offended.
You got one bite. Stop scratching.
I got more than one.
You got more than one in the same spot? How's that possible?
I got this sweet, sweet blood.
Oh, it's from all the ice cream.
Yeah, it is.
You didn't even bring me any. I don't even know what this
tastes
like.
You don't like ice cream anyways. You're not a sweets kind of guy.
I know. I just want food.
You like chicken pot pie?
No.
No?
No. Emmett loves chicken pot pie. I want Indian food. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, you said you went to the doctor, and then after the doctor...
I got Indian food.
Two things, so you could save one for later? What the F? There's deers around here. Where's its friends?
I don't know. Bear ate it, probably.
So, you're not allowed to kill that deer?
Not right now. It's not hunting season, but normally, yeah. During hunting season, I can't.
So, you tell me, like, during hunting season, that deer walks across your yard, they're done.
Yeah, I'll shoot it.
Will you? Like, say this is hunting season. Right now, you're going to run into the house and be like, all right, and then get it?
If I could get my bow and get back out here, yes, I will shoot that thing and eat it.
You're lucky, buddy. Not hunting season.
Yeah, I know. What happens is when it's hunting season,
they know.
You don't see them.
They know. It's
yeah.
That's funny.
Over right over there, there was a mother deer feeding its two baby fawns, like baby babies,
right.
Like brand new legs. Right there.
And?
We watched it from the house.
Nothing.
We just watched.
What if
nature.
Was it hunting season?
No, babies. There's like 2 weeks ago, maybe.
Yeah, but you wouldn't kill the mom if you saw that.
No, I wouldn't kill a mom with the babies.
All right, good. That's nice of you. What about that one right there? That one's got nothing.
It's alone. Yeah, that's dinner.
That's somebody's kid.
Not mine.
All right, so it's a perfect scenario. You got the bow right here, and bam, we get it. Now what? What's the whole process? What would we do with it?
Now we go over there, and we gut it.
You gut it right there?
No, I'd probably drag it down into the woods.
Why is that?
Because the gut pile is going to be sitting there.
Right.
Drag the gut pile.
Yeah, but aren't you worried about the bears that come around for the gut
pile?
That's
why I'll drag it down into the woods.
That's heavy. Would you do it alone or would you call for help? It
doesn't matter. I've dragged them before by myself.
Really? The thing's got to be over 200 pounds.
No, that one's small.
That's still a lot of work. Like, dragging 140 pounds is still a lot.
I just drag it.
And then you gut it. And then you know how to, like, really clean it up and get all the meat off of it? Wow.
Uh-huh.
Who taught you?
YouTube.
Oh, yeah, you told me about this. YouTube. That's cool.
Yeah. Taught me how to birdwatch.
I want some deer jerky.
I didn't get one this year.
It's right there.
I know, but I didn't want to shoot a doe this year, so I just watched.
Oh, you want the buck.
Yeah, I want the buck. I let the does go. Because the does make more.
They make more what?
Babies.
Oh, right. So you want to keep the population.
I want to get the population up around here.
Nice.
You don't see them. I mean, we see them, but during hunting season, I want to see a bunch of them. And then I'll just shoot the guys.
Did you ever see a buck walk across your yard?
Yeah, so sometimes they lay right there.
They just hang out?
They just hang out,
That's
awesome.
And then,
didn't I tell you about this year when I went walking into the woods and Olga was standing in the kitchen? She's like, why didn't you shoot? And it was like right there, and I didn't know. I was looking in the other direction. Look, this thing, you want to just pet it?
Will they let us? You got some food? Is he that stupid?
Is that a buck? Does it have little tiny antlers? I can't tell.
I can't see it. My eyes aren't that great.
I don't have my glasses on.
Yeah, what's cool about your house is... there's not a lot to scare it away, you know?
It's kind of stupid.
That one's not going to make it long.
It's going to be fine. Hey, deer. Hey, deer. Yeah. Oh, now you can hear me. Come on over. Say hello.
Yeah, but by my house, they don't stay stationary because there's too many houses around. They're always on the move, except like early in the morning. Then they come and eat all my wife's plants that she's been planting.
Something tried to get into the chicken coop.
What's that?
I don't know.
A bear?
I don't know.
Do bears eat chickens?
Yeah, bears eat everything.
Okay.
My friend that lived in Blairstown, he had chickens. I now have all of his chicken stuff. He had chickens, and it was before he had an electric fence. The bear ripped his coop open, and he heard it, and he grabbed his shotgun, and he ran out there, and the bear was running off with a chicken in its mouth.
Oh, just one. That's good.
Yeah. You can't fit that many in your mouth.
You were listening to Joe Rogan when he said the coyotes came and ate all of them?
Yeah, that's funny.
That sucks. You know, you make a little relationship with these chickens.
I don't have a relationship with these chickens.
It's probably better that way. What's going on with all the traffic now? I hear a lot of stuff going on.
That's my neighbor.
Yeah?
Yeah. I have one neighbor. He happens to drive by while you're sitting on my porch.
What's he doing? This is crazy now.
He's got that old truck. I don't know. It's his favorite thing. Jess is good friends with him.
Small circles, huh? Everybody knows everybody?
Yeah, remember my dogs killed the neighbor's cat? Jess knows their sister.
Wow.
She was telling the story at jiu-jitsu, and I was like, oh, that's my dogs.
You think people out here don't really leave the area? Like, people that grow up you know, in this general vicinity they stay? You don't know. I'm saying, like, you grew up around here, sort of.
Kind of, yeah. I grew up in Hopatcong.
And you know a lot of people that just kind of haven't left.
Yep.
I feel like people from my town just couldn't wait to get out. Everybody's out.
From Montville?
Yeah, just leave. They go somewhere.
That's because they don't want to pay all those taxes.
A lot of taxes, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably all it is.
Hoity-toity.
Is that what it is? Snooty?
Snooty. You know, I was talking to my buddy, and he was explaining, like, yeah, our high school was kind of, like, preppy. Like, a lot of rich people, and, like, the jocks were all really good at school. I feel like usually the jocks kind of slack off, and they really just focus on sports and stuff. We had the kind of jocks that were, like, we're getting straight A's, and we're going to go to, like, good schools, and they were using the sports as, like, kind of to pad their stats.
Perfect. That's what it's for.
Yeah, but they weren't great people. You know, they weren't...
Makes sense. Montville. Sorry, Montville.
Well, I kind of want to move back there because it is a nice place.
Snooty.
Snooty,
are you
going
to get snooty? I don't think they allow people that don't shower every day into their town.
I was there at school every day. I probably showered the least in the
whole
school.
When are you going to break the news or tell the story that you told me the other day? I want more people to hear that story.
I don't even know which one you're talking about. I got so many stories because I'm so awesome. Oh, I can't tell that.
Come on. What do you mean? I thought you were going to do that.
That's. Yeah, I got to save it. We're going to talk about that later. Oh, yeah. What happened to our thing? What if we did a live podcast, like a closed, private live podcast? Get 8 to 10 people that we know that would like to sit and listen, and then we can interact with them, but they don't have microphones.
Okay, fine. Let's do it. Didn't I say to do that a long time ago?
Fine.
Let's do it.
I'm ready for it.
All right. Who wants to be an email to thedeathpodcast@gmail.com? Now is your only chance.
Is it the only chance?
Yeah. First 8 people that email us. How's that?
Yeah, but what's their schedule? It'd have to be after class.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. First 8 people.
Fine.
All right. There you go. There's the offer to thedeathpodcast@gmail.com.
It's going to be free.
Or go to the website and go to the contact form. Contact us.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time. We should probably sit and write something for that.
Sure. Mr. Hunt, you're not allowed to come.
Oh, you know, I found out who one of those people were.
Who was it?
It was one of my high school friends. He's just messing.
Just messing around?
You never met him.
Which person was it? No, on the...
Oh, wow.
What was his name?
I can't say it. One of the names.
First name, last name? Can you say any of the names?
No. It was one of those names that was just completely...
Okay. I know a couple of the people.
Yeah, but it was funny because you thought it was me and I thought it was you. But...
No, and it's just our friend screwing with us. Ah, the good old days.
Are you going to talk to Maddie? We're getting closer. I want to get scheduled so that we don't miss
him. Oh, you want to schedule him? Matt, this is your announcement. No, you don't even listen anymore.
He doesn't even listen. Who are you talking to? Oh,
he called me before. He wanted to talk. I was on the toilet. I answered in case it was an important thing.
But then as soon as you found out it wasn't important, you hung up on him.
I'm like, yeah, I got to go. I'll see you.
I'll never understand that. Certain things that bother you, I don't know.
I don't want to talk to you while I'm on the toilet.
It's one of my favorite times to talk. Sometimes I'm on the toilet and I'm bored. And I don't want to be looking at my phone. You ever run out of stuff to do on your phone? And you're like, ah.
No, what's wrong with just pooping and getting done?
Sometimes, well, you don't eat a lot of ice cream.
I have a good digestive system, so if I did, it would be okay.
Listen, you could say you have a good one. Eat what I ate today and then come talk
to
me.
That sounds like a lot of food. I don't eat that much food.
That's why you don't have any problems. I have a lot of problems.
You got to cycle some Indian food in there as a cleanse.
You know, the problem with the Indian food is most of the stuff is spicy.
Yeah.
Meg doesn't like spicy, so if I order it, you know.
I didn't say for her, I said for you, for a cleanse.
Have you ever done that with your wife? You order something and she orders something else at the same time? Like from different places?
No.
No, see, it's weird, so I couldn't do that either. She would get mad at me.
So just get her Indian food. Ask for it not spicy. They do that, you know.
Yeah, but she has to be really in the mood for it. It's not one of her favorites.
KFC is?
KFC, yeah.
Wawa sandwiches are?
I love a Wawa sandwich. Actually, she gets a fried chicken sandwich with mayonnaise.
From Wawa?
Yeah, Wawa's, their sandwiches are like 3.5 to 4s.
So when the baby comes, are you going to get a sandwich and throw it in the blender?
No.
No? That's not how you're going to make baby food?
We're not doing that. My kids don't eat sandwiches.
So what do you get the kids from Wawa?
I don't know. Meg takes care of the kids. Sometimes they have other stuff. Me and Meg order, and then maybe they'll have some nutritional beverage. You know, they have the shakes for the kids with all the nutrients.
And that's a meal for the kids?
Sometimes, yeah.
I'm calling the ASPCA.
You don't do that.
You didn't even catch up.
It hurts my feelings.
I said ASPCA. Oh, that's not who you call for. Did you see Milo?
No, I haven't seen him.
No, he's cute.
Has he been? Pretty good?
No.
Yeah, you like him. You're glad you got him.
I like him. No, I could go either way. I think
you can't say that.
I just did.
I believe
he comes from your father's stock. I feel like
my
a problem.
Father is a very intelligent man.
I didn't say anything about your father. I said his stock.
I'm excited for you to talk to him again.
He's coming up?
He'll be up July 2nd.
And how long is he staying for?
Maybe a week.
Okay, I won't be here the 2nd, the 3rd, the 4th. I'll be back on the 5th.
So the 5th.
Okay, the 5th.
Yeah, perfect. And then I graduate the 6th.
Okay, the 6th.
No, can't do the 6th.
Okay, the 7th. I know, because you'll be celebrating that whole week. So let me guess you're not coming into class.
No, no, no. The celebration was done this week. I'm getting all my celebrating out of the way. Once the ice cream's gone, that's the end of my celebration.
How much ice cream do you have left?
I told you half a gallon. You don't pay
attention.
That's
it? You don't have an extra gallon there, too?
I told her maybe get them, but she didn't want to get too much ice cream. That looks ridiculous. You get 2 gallons.
Right, but I knew that crossed your mind.
Fine, but why can't you use this for like your advantage or something?
What do you mean?
Like the podcast advantage. Why can't you come up with questions? Like you could see ahead of where I am. Why can't you jump ahead and ask some...
I just asked you questions. How much ice cream?
Yeah, but you asked that question already, but you didn't listen. I told you the answer in the beginning of the podcast.
But you didn't say 2 gallons. I knew you wanted 2 gallons. I knew it. All right? You had KFC for dinner tonight. You're going to go home. You're going to eat ice cream. All right? You're going to eat whatever food the kids didn't finish with their dinner. You're going to eat it when you get home.
There actually is a little mac and cheese left over.
And you're going to eat it when you get home, yes or no?
The mac and cheese, yeah. I think I'm going to stick with the ice cream breakfast. I like it.
You're not going to have ice cream when you get home? I definitely don't believe that. You're definitely going to have ice cream when you get home. Because you're going to go home, you're going to stand in the kitchen, you're going to eat the mac and cheese while standing in the kitchen, then you're going to make yourself a bowl of ice cream, you're going to go lay down on your $1,800 couch, you're going to lay down, you're going to eat the ice cream, and you're going to fall asleep with the bowl on your belly.
That's not true. I told Meg I was going to sleep upstairs today.
That's the only part of that that's not true. Why?
She doesn't like when I sleep downstairs.
Why? You could put the kids in their bedrooms because they'd be on the same floor.
Well, that's what I was telling her. If we get another children, then she'll be with the children downstairs, that one, and then I'll be upstairs with the other children. So we will be separate. She said she's not really going to like
that. That's what you're going to do?
For the foreseeable future.
That sounds ridiculous.
What's ridiculous about that?
That she's going to be downstairs
safe.
With
everybody's
one.
Everybody's safe.
I didn't say
the whole family's
safe.
So yeah, that's the whole point. There's five's
How
too
many,
many
bedrooms do you have upstairs?
Yeah, one big bedroom.
Can you make it 2?
Can't. Well, I could. It would not worth it. No. Not economical.
Hang a sheet. There is a sheet hanging already, isn't there?
No sheets hanging.
Hang a sheet. There's bedroom 1, bedroom 2.
Well, my buddy lived with me. He used to hang a sheet for the...
In the basement?
In the basement, yeah.
That's funny. Franny, right?
Franny.
Yeah. Isn't that what I said?
You said Franny.
What's the difference?
It's Franny.
I hear the same exact thing.
No.
We're saying the same words.
You're like saying nanny, like Franny.
Franny.
It's not Franny.
Yes.
It's Franny.
That is what I said.
Like Bane? Frane.
Bane.
Franny. Did you watch Batman?
Which one?
Any of them. What's your favorite Batman?
The Batman Begins.
Batman Begins with like 2005? Christian Bale?
Christian Bale, yeah.
Liam Neeson?
Is Liam Neeson in it? Yeah, Liam Neeson.
No, but what about the second one, The Dark Knight?
Didn't like it.
What? What are you talking about?
I
How could you not like it? This is ridiculous.
Like I didn't like it.
Why?
Because I don't.
What was bad about it?
I like Batman Rises.
No, The Dark Knight Rises. So you like the first and the third one, but you didn't like the best one, which was the second one?
I guess so.
Why? Just give me one negative.
I don't
negative.
Like it.
There wasn't one negative thing about that movie. The whole movie was great. 5,
I didn't
actually.
Like
it was better than great.
I didn't like it.
Because what? You're not giving reasons for why.
I don't have a reason because I didn't like it. I preferred the others.
Yeah, if you don't give an explanation, like what's the point? What could possibly be bad about that movie?
A lot of things.
Well, name one thing.
Two-Face.
What didn't about
like
him?
It. Didn't like it.
You didn't like the CGI effects of how it looked?
No, I didn't like that that character was there. Get rid of it. Keep it with the Joker. Where was the Riddler? I want to see the Riddler. Catwoman.
Of course you like Catwoman.
Come on, all the stuff from the TV show. Did you ever see the TV show?
Which one? The one in the 60s?
Yeah.
I didn't watch that one.
You didn't
watch
that?
It was the 60s.
Pow.
That's
bam,
silly. That was the worst
wham.
Thing. Did you ever watch the Lego Batman movie?
No.
It's my kid's favorite. Yeah. It's actually a fantastic movie.
My kids have seen it. I haven't watched it.
I can't believe you. I don't even want to talk to you about this anymore. What? Mosquitoes?
Yeah, it's right in front of me. I lost it. No, that one's not good. How about Michael Keaton, Batman 1?
If I go back and look at them, I don't really like
1989,
them.
Right?
Yep.
How did
I didn't
you
really
that?
Like that one.
You didn't like that one?
Not a big Michael Keaton Batman guy.
Oh, he was the best Batman. By far the best Batman, Michael Keaton.
I feel like Christian Bale in Batman Begins was the best.
Nah, he's all right. He's got something funky going on with his teeth.
His
always
teeth, right? Yeah,
out.
The teeth.
Always weirds me out.
See, you look at teeth too.
I always notice people's teeth, which I hate now because ever since you whitened your teeth, I'm looking in the mirror. I'm like, man, I drink too much coffee. I think I should start whitening these puppies.
You should.
I'm just going to brush with bleach.
I don't know if it works like that.
I'm going to try it. I'll let you know.
I still have more of the goo. I'm going to put more on my teeth and do another run. Make them a little whiter.
Do another run.
I'll do another
one. I told you not to stop until it looked
like
that.
I know. I was asking the dentist about it, like, you know, should, like, I was trying to hint at it. I didn't really ask him directly, like, you know, should I do another cycle? And he kind of recommended against it. He's like, yeah, just do it, like, I don't know, once a week or something.
What the dentist?
Or once every other week, actually. I don't know. I'm not going to listen to him. I'm just going to do another
cycle. Is this the same guy that said you don't even need to use a toothpaste?
No, that was my dad's.
Because I was definitely going to suggest finding another dentist.
Please make a list of stuff to talk to my dad about. He said he wants to give a rebuttal to my latest podcast. He doesn't like
today's?
Yeah, he doesn't like the portrayal of, I don't know, the way I portray him.
You can't give him a chance to rebut. Because when he goes to rebut, oh, and you said his stuttering's getting worse. That's hilarious.
He's been talking to me a lot on the FaceTime. He's been killing it on FaceTime.
Why haven't we three-way FaceTimed anymore?
We should. I really enjoy it.
Three-way FaceTime. You know that time that I was talking to you guys, the last time I was talking to you guys on three-way FaceTime, I didn't mean to hang up.
I don't remember.
I was just trying to put my phone away because I had to take a leak.
So why don't you call back?
I don't know how to enter a three-way FaceTime. Remember, you had to start it.
I'm a genius.
Genius.
Fine, we should do another one, but I'm excited for him to come up. I kind of want to get two podcasts done with him.
Fine, do it. You do the Sweaty Eddie and we'll do it to the death.
Yeah, but do you have enough to talk about? I told Meg, I think he's only got enough for one good one in him.
Your dad?
Yeah.
I'm not sure he's got a full one in him.
You think we got all the best stuff out of him?
I'm sure we got all the best stuff out of him, but we can get some stuff out of him.
You got anything new you want to ask him?
We could talk about the bird.
Oh, the bird, yeah.
I really want to know his mentality on how everybody does all the work to get the captain, but it's 100% him.
Now, he was talking to me about that today. He doesn't like the percentages. He doesn't believe in percentages. He just wants to be acknowledged.
Okay. We acknowledged you.
He wants a little bit more than that.
I'm curious to see if he's going to remember his toothbrush, if he's going to come up wearing lady shoes, they're going to smell.
All right, for sure they're going to smell and be lady shoes. Also, he'll bring the toothbrush, but that doesn't mean he's going to use it.
But he didn't bring the toothbrush last time.
Oh, he forgot it. But he was going to. He had the intentions to bring one.
I don't believe that, because when he went to go buy a toothbrush, he bought baseball cards instead.
Yeah, I forget some of the stuff that he does. He's going to bring it this time. Dad, just please bring your toothbrush. You're making me look bad.
Use it while you're here, too.
What do you think about mouthwash? You use a lot of mouthwash?
Every day, over and over. I use it a lot. During class, I use it, too.
During class?
Before class, and then before rolling, I usually go and give it.
Maybe I'll go in there and do that.
You better bring your own friggin' mouthwash.
Why, you slurp on it?
Yeah, you're not sharing my mouthwash.
Why, don't they come with a cup?
No. Yeah, the cup is the bottle.
No, the top usually is a...
No, the top is not a cup. The top is the top. The bottle is the cup.
No, the top's always a cup.
Nope.
Well, you don't
bring your own mouthwash. BYOW.
All right, how about this? If I brought my own mouthwash and I labeled it and I left it in your office...
No, you got to bring it each day.
That's not fair.
What do you mean it's not fair?
There's not enough room in my satchel for
it. Okay, you can put it under the sink in the bathroom.
Fine.
That way anyone that doesn't like you can contaminate it.
I'm not doing that. You know, why don't you spray this place for the mosquitoes?
I'm not getting bit at all.
It's all my right arm.
You ate a gallon of ice cream. They're going after the sweet spot.
The sweat spot.
No. Slow and sweaty.
You like when I stand?
No, because you make my ring go off.
Oh, is that what that is?
Oh, and look, my dinner's here.
What'd you got? I thought you ate it already.
Thai food. No, I've been waiting for her to get home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Am I parked in a bad spot?
I have no idea.
Where's she going to park?
Somewhere. All right, let's end this, because I want to eat.
All right.
All right. It's been fun. Thanks for driving out to me again, Ed.
I know. I'm the best.
Second best.
Am I going to see you tomorrow?
Yes. If you come to class, it depends. How much ice cream are you going to have for breakfast?
Not too much, hopefully, because that's what keeps me home.
What was the excuse you gave me the other day?
I just ate too much.
Ate too much, yeah.
I remember the last time I ate too much. It's not enjoyable to go.
All right. Let's end this. I want to eat, and my mouth is starting to water. Thai food.
All right. Stay tuned for the outro.
Maybe.
All right.
We'll see.
Tell me something good, yeah. Tell me that you love me, Dave.
No, I had a different song. Oh. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire.
You don't put any love in that.
Captain Ed, come put it out.
I wanted to tell you something good. That's what it was.
Oh, all right, go ahead.
That's good news. I already told you.
You remember last year at this time, on your birthday, we were recording with Brian McLaughlin.
Oh, my God. That was on my birthday.
That was on your birthday.
That was a good interview. I remember we used to have guests. I remember I impressed him that interview.
Listen, you were just talking about the guests. We've talked about the guests. I have a couple on the back burner.
Listen, do I push you anymore? Do I give you a hard time about it? I don't mind sitting
here because you've realized the guests are good bonus, but we don't want to rely on guests. We want to be able to carry the show on our own.
Sure, we don't want to rely on guests, but how about we line one up in the near future? Anybody.
Next 6 months, I got one lined up.
Well, we know we have Maddie for sure on 66.
So there you go. Next 6 months, we got one lined up.
Well, realistically,
I have 4 guests lined up, and then we have the one that we've talked about, we were supposed to interview. All we have to do is go to the city.
Oh, yeah, and we mentioned in this episode that we're going to do a live podcast for a limited number, so...
Those are guests. There we go, guests.
Yeah, it'll be nice to have them giggle in the background if we can make them laugh.
But we need enough people laughing that we can make a laugh track.
Then you better write some stuff.
I'm funny.
You're not.
Looking.
Not funny. I've been thinking a lot about you.
Why?
I'm sitting here talking to Sam and John Stanley, and they're asking me great questions, and I'm having fun explaining it to them.
And you want to know why I don't ask you these questions?
Listen, I tell you stories and stuff, and you just knock them right off the rails, and then I have to start all over again.
What do you mean? Wait, what stories am I knocking off the rails?
I was telling you about my story when I'm hitting the speed bumps and stuff, and you just bring it to not fun. Why don't you paint the picture a little more? Ask me questions about it. Instead, ask me, did you wear your seatbelt? Like, what are you doing?
That's not funny. That's funny.
You're trying to get me in trouble. That's not funny.
Nobody knows where you work.
It doesn't matter. It's still, why would you go in with that mentality? Why don't you help paint the picture better? Or why don't you exaggerate the story a little bit?
What happens if you got a flat tire when you hit those bumps?
Flat tire, that's a long day. Then we got to drive to
the building would have burned down and people would have died and it would have been
actually,
your fault.
No, actually, the one that we went to was a false alarm. So I was driving fast and I hit the speed bumps for nothing. The other one was a real one. I didn't hit anything.
It was a cat in the tree, wasn't it?
No cats in trees. Usually the cats get stuck in the sewer or something.
Do you have to go in the sewer?
I'm not going in the sewer.
Somebody goes in there.
I volunteer not. And now that I'm going to be captain, I definitely don't have to go in the sewer. That's a dirty job.
Now, do you have special people trained for sewer?
No.
Sewer work?
If, like, say there's a fire in a manhole. We're not going down there. It's very dangerous down there. You have to get whoever goes down there. Who goes down there?
I don't know.
Public service.
But the people that go down there aren't fire people.
Yeah, but they know, like, if it's electrical, I don't know anything about electricity. It's very complicated. We've got to call Ray.
Ray is an animal. What's wrong with him?
He is an animal. I wish I could be as motivated as Ray.
What is up with him? I see him. He's like lifting in his backyard.
Yeah.
Who's got the motivation for that?
Nobody except for Ray and Gary.
Wow. No, Gary doesn't lift in his yard. He's got his whole gym for that.
I know, but Gary's even more motivated. His whole life is training.
Wow. So you've been around these people for such a long time.
It doesn't rub off. Doesn't.
So what the heck?
I try to rub off on them, and it doesn't either.
You're trying to bring them down?
Yeah. It doesn't work.
I've had a few people tell me that you're bringing me down. You know what I told them?
Right.
No, I say I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't care.
Why do you care? Because I'm so good?
Because I like to be around you. You're fun.
I'm fun. That's nice.
And funny.
Thank you. That's a nice thing you could say. My jujitsu is terrible.
Lately, yeah, I don't know what the heck your problem is.
I got passed by every person today. I came in
here. Yeah, but.
Go ahead.
But can we please put out there that everyone passed your open guard today?
Yeah, everybody.
Yes, but your open guard. You didn't fall back on old reliable today. You were making an effort to play open guard.
Barely.
So because of that, I'm proud of you.
I'm excited for maybe this week you should take the whole week off. What do you think?
What?
Let your knee rest.
Yeah, but I can walk fine. It's just to the touch.
I don't care if you could walk fine. Touch. We're doing jujitsu. It's all touching.
Oh, you mean take the week off from training?
Yeah.
I might have to. I can't touch the
good,
stupid
good.
Thing.
Take the week off. And then the week after, that's when we're really going to start getting after it.
Okay. I might have to. Listen, I've been wearing compression sleeves on my knee nonstop, trying to reduce the swelling in the bursa, and I just keep icing it and icing it and icing it. But you know what? I still can't touch the friggin' thing. What happens now? There's no permanent damage. Like, I have to Google it.
You don't know.
I have to Google it.
You're just hoping.
Google MD.
All right, well, what do we got going on next week? Anything good?
Next week, we're going to do some stuff
and
things.
We need to plan to record because you're going away next weekend or next week.
But I'll be here.
I know, but it's hard to coordinate. It was hard enough to coordinate yesterday.
Oh, I was thinking, actually, would you like to come Monday night just to record?
Come to class?
You don't have to come to class. Just come at 9 o'clock
just
to record.
That'd be great.
You can come to class if you want. It's no gi.
I know what gi it is.
Okay.
It's not the gi.
It's not the gi.
I got to tell my wife she hasn't been washing my rash guards. That's why I didn't wear a rash guard today.
She's not used to it.
I need 7 of them.
And I don't know what your problem. You know, I have a solid brown rash guard.
I never seen it.
Several solid.
I like the one you wear where it's mostly black with the sleeves brown.
That one, I don't even like that one that
Give
I
bought. Give it to me.
It will not fit you. Holy cow. All right,
can I have it though if I lose the weight? Let's say I get to 190. 190, you got to give it to me.
Why don't I just buy? Look, the only reason that you have the ones you have is because at your size,
don't say
the selection is limited.
How derogatory.
No, you were upset because you put those on and they fit.
They did fit. So, little long, though. Little long.
A little long.
Tiny bit long.
Could you imagine if I got you 1X?
I want to see a 1X.
It'd be like a belly shirt. You'd be like, you'd have all these folds at the edge of them.
True. If it was a belly shirt, I wouldn't wear it. I'm not into belly shirts.
Fine. So we're just going to keep it with the one we got until you friggin' shrink. But you said earlier in this episode you're not planning on shrinking, so who cares?
No, I got to shrink. I feel terrible. I think you're right. It's the diet. That's why I'm such a sloth in here.
Wait a second. You're right. You need me to tell you it's the diet? What did you have for breakfast today?
No ice cream.
Okay, what did you have?
We had some leftover KFC that I ate.
Okay.
I didn't eat it last night. Remember I said the mac and cheese?
Fine.
So I had it for breakfast. And then Meg got me huevos rancheros.
I don't even know what the heck that is.
Just eggs and potatoes and maduro, plátanos.
Plátano maduro? I like that. Fried.
Yeah.
Sweet plantains.
And it had some veggies in it, nice little veggie sauce. It was good. It was too much food. I felt terrible after I ate it. It's a little heavy right now. But now I'm going to go to my mom's to celebrate my birthday. I got myself an ice cream cake, and I'm going to eat a good piece of it.
From Cold Stone Creamery.
No, actually, we got it from Carvel, just a regular, not a sponsor.
Now, Cold Stone Creamery, they actually use real cake with the ice cream.
Yeah, I'm not into cake. I like just ice cream.
Yeah, the ice cream cake that's just ice cream is so much better.
That's what I like.
Who the heck wants cake with their ice cream?
And you know why
cream?
I pick Carvel? It's because they have those little chocolate.
The little hard pieces.
Yeah, so I have it inside, and the whole outside of the cake is coated in them, so it's extra.
I don't know if extra is
any good. We'll see, because I never had it before, and I'm really excited about
it. What flavor ice cream? Oreo?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Is this crazy? This is so bad. And you get mad at me for not asking you questions, but the reason is because I don't need to ask you questions. I know all the answers.
No, you can't know every single thing. Why don't you ask questions?
Who else would have guessed you got Oreo friggin' ice cream?
Fine, but I want you to ask questions that you don't know the answer to already.
I know the answer to everything.
No, you don't.
Right, everything.
How about we get to our sponsors? Right now we're sitting in Core BJJ, freshly cleaned. Maddie did the wall mats. You should come in, take a class. Go to the website, corebjjnj.com, to find out where we're located, Stanhope, New Jersey. And we'd love to see you.
Yep. He's telling the truth.
You can come beat me up because I've been getting passed and just dominating.
Everyone can beat Ed up.
It's not even impressive that you passed my guard anymore.
It's still going to be to me.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to roll with you again.
I can't wait to roll again. I was rolling great. You saw me. I was killing it in here. One slip, I took that little kick to the knee. Now it just hurts to touch.
All right, so let's make a promise here. You're going to get better. This isn't a permanent injury.
No, it's definitely not a permanent injury.
But it's a setback for sure. If this happens again, you're going to do my tactic. You're going to listen to me.
What's your tactic?
When I tell you to rest, you rest. That's it. You have to listen.
Your whole life is rest. I don't know if I can do your plan. I want to compete.
I know, but we need to be more strategic. This is what I've been saying. I actually was thinking about
it. It was one slip. All right. I got kicked. What if I get a knee pad
Listen
to prevent this?
Listen to me. I'm saying you could do whatever you want to prevent the next one. But if the next one happens like this and it takes a week or two off of your training, you're going to listen to Big Daddy.
Can we call you Giant Daddy?
I like that.
Just because, look at you.
Just call me GDW.
What's the W?
Wilson.
Oh. No, I don't like that. GDG Galante.
Oh, Galante. Oh, shout out to my dad, iPrepPro.com, leading by example.
Leading by example, yep. So he doesn't brush his teeth. His son does not brush his teeth. And if Ed ever has a son, his son won't brush his teeth either. Do your daughters brush their teeth?
Meg brushes them.
So it's just going to be a son quality. The girls will be clean. The boys will be dirty.
I don't have any boys, so just girls.
I know. You don't have the power to make boys. I want that out there right now. This is out there for the world. If you believe Ed has the power to make boys, email to thedeathpodcast @gmail.com. I want to hear from you. I want to know what kind of fool thinks that Ed is capable of making men. If you think all he can do is create women, contact us there too, tothedeathpodcast @gmail.com. Reach out to us on all of our social media @tothedeathpodcast, including horrible Twitter.
Well, you can check me out on Twitter, sweaty3ddy. I'm still posting there.
Is that why I don't see anything? Are you still using it every day?
I never even open it. Never even open it.
I haven't been posting that much on Instagram or Twitter.
Use Instagram so I can see it, please.
Fine. I'm going to start posting more. All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed. This is To the Death Podcast.
Episode 61.
There you go.